You're listening to 99.9 Live FM. Abby here with you today, and I'm joined by an incredible singer, songwriter who's making waves in the Christian music. Rachel Purcell has just released her debut single with Centricity Music. It's called Show Up, and I'm so excited to be able to chat with her about her journey, faith, and what's ahead. Good morning, Rachel, or I think evening where you're at.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's 5 here, and okay. So happy to be with you. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Now, you have an amazing musical background that started at a really young age. And I was wondering if you could start or just share a little bit about how you got started in music.
Yeah, I started out, my mom put me in piano lessons at a young age, and I started writing songs in middle school. And they were pretty much little diary entries that I would end up putting to piano. And it slowly became songwriting for me. And then I ended up in high school starting to play out and sing at pretty much any restaurant that would have me in my town. And I just really fell in love with performing. And, you know, my parents are music junkies and love music. And so we were listening to everything from Kirk Franklin to Aretha Franklin to Earth, Wind and Fire and country music. And so I feel like it was just, I don't know. I've just always been a songbird.
I was going to ask, do you think that it was like where you lived that really influenced music, or were your parents just really supportive throughout that time to plug you into music?
I think, you know, it was both. Are you familiar with the Muscle Shoals history?
A little bit.
So for those of you that don't know, my hometown is Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And I found out really in high school that this little studio was the birth of Motown music back in the 60s, 70s. And, you know, artists like Aretha and Otis Redding and Allman Brothers, who, you know, my parents loved and listened to, that music came out of there. And if you watch the documentary on Muscle Shoals, it really says that there's something in the water, and it's the Tennessee River that runs through Alabama there. And they say it's the singing river. Mm-hmm. And it's just something about that. But I think it was a combo, like you're saying, like, it definitely felt like the soul is in my DNA. But my parents, you know, they really just were supportive. They just, you know, came to shows that I would play at around town, even if it was just the corner of a restaurant, and, you know, listened to me when no one else was listening. But they have always been like, you know, you do whatever you want to do with your life, you know, which is really amazing to have that support.
Now, you eventually ended up going to university or college, and that kind of shaped your faith as well as music. Can you just talk a little bit about that transition of, you know, how it got you to where you're at today?
Yeah. So I grew up with parents who took me to church often. And, you know, we were Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I don't know if that's a thing in Australia, but I was there a lot. And then throughout high school, I really started slowly walking away from the Lord, and really college really was running from Him. And then my junior year of college, I really had a radical kind of prodigal daughter moment, you mm-hmm. could say. And God just saved me, man. And I had this belief that I never had. And it was such a blessing, because I moved to Nashville right after college, per a relationship that I had met in the music industry, a mentor of mine who worked at Sony Nashville in the country world. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting signed to a country label for several years. And 2020 happened, and, you know, my touring, you know, all of that really halted. And I had this, you know, time at home where I was like, I don't really know if I'm meant to do country. And for about 2 years, I was praying for release from that label,
Wow.
and ended up end of 2022. I was dropped by them, and as much as it hurt to feel rejected as in dropped, it was an answered prayer because I felt relief and release. And I was in a time where I was like, all right, Lord, do you want me to even do music? I want to surrender, because if this is an idol or something that I'm putting before you, I just want to put him first. And
Yeah.
if that means getting a corporate job or doing something else, I will have joy, honoring the Lord and whatever. I don't know what else I'd be good at, but I will try. And he pretty clearly spoke and pulled me, saying, "You're gonna do Christian music." And I trusted him in that. And honestly, it feels like that little girl, that was writing those songs, it took me all the way to getting
Yeah.
here. And I'm like, oh, this is right. Like, this feels like what I was meant to
Yeah.
do. And I feel like this has been the most joyful season, and in a way, such an easy season, because I'm doing exactly what I know the Lord has called me to do. And it couldn't be a better season. And I'm so excited for all that's coming,
It is actually really exciting. I was getting goosebumps while you were talking, and all in God's timing, because now you have just released your debut single with Centricity Music as a Christian artist, and it's an amazing one. So I would love to chat a little bit about it. It's called Show Up. Can you give us a little bit of the story behind the song?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad you love it. And I wrote this with Trannie Anderson and Jeff Pardo, who are two really prolific writers. And yeah, we were actually writing in the afternoon, and Trannie was leaving a morning write and coming to our afternoon write. And she claims that she didn't have any good song ideas, which I really don't believe, because she's incredible. But she said that she started praying, and she was like, "Lord, I don't have any good ideas. I need you to show up for me." And then she was like, "Wait, show up. Okay." And she's sharing this story with us, and I'm like, "We have to do it." Because, I mean, that's just a tiny reflection of like every morning for me, where I'm like, "Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I am just trying to balance professional life, personal life, my own thoughts and struggles. I need you to help show up for me." And the song just kind of fell out. She
So
just
good.
started singing that first verse, and I was like, "Wow, this is so real, and I
Yeah.
hope that it resonates with people."
Speaking of resonating with people, what's the message that you hope that listeners take away from the song?
Yeah, I really hope, speaking from my own experience, we forget so easily that we have the ability to go to the Lord any moment, any morning, any night, and ask Him to show up for us. And it is such a gift to have that ability. And I can be so self-reliant, and so I think I've got to do it myself. And then I remember, Lord, I've got to lean on you. You will show up for me. And He's so faithful to be with us, to love us, and He's showing up for us before we even ask. So, the song is just a reminder, and I hope that people will be encouraged.
Thank you. I think I don't want to like assume or put words into your mouth, but I feel like show up sort of the beginning of your journey in Christian music. And I was wondering what we can expect from you in the coming months. Is this the first of many songs to come out? What are you currently working on?
You totally didn't put words in my mouth. It is definitely the catalyst and the beginning. And I believe the Lord writes every song, and He wrote that one first for me. And yeah, in July, we have a pretty large EP coming out. And so we're gonna have several songs,
So good.
and not to mention this Friday, we have a version of Show Up coming out called Show Up from Muscle Shoals, which we went down to that little studio that all the Motown music came out of,
Yeah.
and we did a version that kind of honors that sound,
Oh.
along with a couple other songs. So you'll have, I don't know when this interview comes out, but you may have it.
Before.
It should be out this Friday.
All right, my time's just about wrapped up, but I was wondering if I could ask just two quick fire fun music life questions. First one, if you weren't a musician, what do you think that you would be doing? You kind of alluded that you had already kind of considered what it would look like. What do you think it would look like?
I would be an English professor.
All right.
So I got my undergrad in English and I love teaching, and I feel like that would be the only other thing I could
Yeah,
do.
so good. And what is your favorite snack that you always have to have with you in the studio or on tour or whatever?
I'm a sucker for Cheez-Its.
They're
I love,
addicting.
they are so good.
Yes, so good.
I know.
Well, Rachel, I really appreciate you taking the time. We're excited for the song. We're excited for your future endeavors, and I'm looking forward to the newer version of Show Up or remix version coming out this Friday. So thank you.
Thank you, Abby, for having me, and thank you for your support. It means so much.
No worries.